Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Being a pastry chef, I think right now in this time, it's bringing joy to people. So, oh my god, it's super simple to me. I didn't expect that. So sorry. I'm so sorry. Because I put my heart out with what I do.
Emosyonal ang Filipino-Australian at celebrity pastry chef na si Michael Asperas, natubong Manila o mas kilalang Chef Miko sa kanyang panayam sa SBS Filipino. Kwento niya, sobrang mahal niya ang kanyang craft, kaya ganito na lang ang kanyang pagpapahalaga sa sarili at sa biyayang ipinagkaloob at kanyang mga naabot.
So, being a pastry chef for me is something that I really protect, and I want to continue to be trailblaze in my industry. It's something I'm really, really proud of, and I really love to. If I'm given the opportunity to bring more happiness to people, and then it will be through my desserts.
Mula sa kilalang pamilya sa Maynila at La Union bilang mga artist at naninilbihan sa taong bayan si Chef Miko. At ang tiyahing mula sa side ng kanyang ina ang humubog sa kanyang murang kaisipan para magka-interes sa kusina bilang katulong o assistant sa side hustle ng catering business sa edad na 5.
Growing up in a household filled with creatives and people who are always... It's basically family oriented. Our days are typically it goes around food, so it's surrounded with food and celebration. And each person in the household would have a different preference, and I would see that. I would try to understand why they like certain flavors. And although because I grew up in. Like my mom's mom, house. So it was actually a big house with 12 rooms. So
oh,
huge,
wow.
Huge house. But we had house help, and I was always in the back of the kitchen. We have a cook. We have a secondary cook. Yeah, it was good to see it, like to experience that. I was always with them behind the scenes, trying to know, like learning. Like simple things like sautéing, deep frying. It was my aunt Annie. She was my mom's sister, younger sister. She had a office job by day, and then during the weekends she has a small catering business. On weekends she would make us help her with some chores, like making some chores. I as if. It's a common thing. It wasn't at all. So she would let me make Caesar salad dressing from scratch when I was 5 years old.
Dagdag ng celebrity chef. Dati, akala niya'y normal lang sa murang edad ang kanyang ginagawa. Pero mas nabigyan siya ng pagkakataong matuto sa food business nang siya ay nasa high school, hanggang kumuha siya ng bachelor's degree sa Hotel, Restaurant and Institution Management sa De La Salle College sa St. Benilde sa Pilipinas.
What made me realize that I love baking...
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not love yet, but it was something that
you're interested.
It was on the weekends, like one of those weekends, she would make me measure ingredients for cookies, like chewy chocolate chip American style cookies. So that was I guess a turning point to me. I was like, oh my god, this is something I want to do over and over again.
Dahil culinary ang kanyang kinuha. Pinatunayan niya sa kanyang pamilya ang kanyang galing nang makapagtapos siya with flying colors o maganda ang marka.
My mom's side, they were very accepting because I grew up there in their household,
mm-hmm.
and they saw that I've always had that interest in food, and my grandma was the ultimate supporter. Like she never failed to encourage me. But my father's side, they were kind of, they were hesitant Because during that time, everyone in the Philippines who were going to university, they were all commonly, like, they mostly do interior design or nursing. So, and I wasn't that person. Like, I didn't have any interest in, I like design, but not, maybe not nursing.
Nursing.
No, yeah. Oh. So they both have different opinions about my choice, but I guess, like, it didn't matter because my grandma was such a strong support for me.
Mas lalong pinatingkad ni Chef Miko ang kanyang karera nang sa murang edad ay makapasok bilang intern sa isa sa pinakamalaking hotel sa Pilipinas. Simula taong 2012, nagtayo din sila ng halos 20 cafes at restaurant kasama ang mga business partners sa Pilipinas. Isa pang malaking break nito ang maging chef consultant sa isang malaking brand sa bansa. At ngayon, may patuloy siyang namamayagpag na dessert bar sa Pilipinas.
But I still have a gelato shop in the Philippines called Gelato by Chef Miko. So it's under the, it's a new partnership that I have.
Simula noon, kinilala siya bilang isa sa pinakatanyag na pastry chef sa Asia Pacific na nakilala sa pag-reshape ng dessert landscape sa pamamagitan ng kanyang malikhaing estilo sa likod ng kanyang magandang karera sa Pilipinas. Taong 2019, nag-migrate ito sa Sydney, Australia.
I decided to move to Australia because of, like, I guess, like, it's really, really personal. I guess, like, I represent a community that's not really preferred in the Philippines. So it's not, I'm part of the LGBT community, uh-huh. And it's not, there are rights that we still don't have in the Philippines that comes naturally here in Australia. So, and that's something that I've always seeked. And I didn't want to worry about it. Just so happened here in Australia, they offer it with full range and with freedom. So,
nang magsimulang magtrabaho sa Australia, nakita niya ang kaibahan pero natuto at niyakap ang mga pagbabago.
When I moved here, I was immediately appointed as executive pastry chef of the Hilton Hotel in the city in George Street. So, I wouldn't say I started from scratch. I guess, like, because that was the
highest. You had your name already.
Yeah, that played a big part. But I didn't let it be the main focus because I immediately learned that moving to a different country with different culture it's really tough. Although I wasn't, like, I got that position, like, it's the highest position in my department, apart from executive chef, but learning to work with other people who have different trainings, backgrounds, it's something very foreign to me. But yeah, like, it was, I realized it was needed for me to learn to be able to adapt.
Marami din umano siyang mga hamon na pinagdaanan, pero nanindigan siya.
One of the biggest challenges that I've had moving here to Australia and working here is, I guess, like, the hierarchy in the kitchen. Because that's something very specific that I've learned how to maneuver around or, like, maneuver through in the Philippines. And here, that's basically non-existent. Everyone's equal. Everyone has... can have an opinion. Mm-hmm. There's not, leadership is seen not as a, like, it's not the ultimatum. It's more like managing. Mm-hmm. So in the Philippines, it was more like once, when you're the leader, it's your voice that's going to be heard. Mm-hmm. But here in Australia, you have to almost think of your team first, mm-hmm. before the goal. Getting to the goal is something that's secondary. I'm still stubborn. I still try to get my way because ultimately I still believe that my desserts have its own uniqueness and it's not necessarily the easiest to achieve. I needed to be stubborn and keep my vision tight but find ways to make it doable with the restraints or with the capacity of my team. So But it's more like, hey, like, I just needed to accept that, hey, this one, if I really want to push a certain idea, there are certain sacrifices to be made. So it's either I do it more simply, or like, I stay up until, like, I stay working, like, working for 24 hours by myself. I appreciate both, yeah. And working here makes me appreciate the people in the Philippines.
Maliban sa sumikat nitong donut dessert noong kasagsagan ng pandemya, nitong kalagitnaan sa taong 2025, naabot ni Chef Mico ang isang bagong milestone nang lumabas siya bilang guest chef at judge sa grand finale ng Season 17 ng MasterChef Australia, kung saan ipinakilala niya sa mga finalist ang kanyang signature na Botanical Garden Dessert Challenge. Ang sandaling ito ang nagsilbing isang makapangyarihan at hindi malilimutang debut ni Chef Mico sa isa sa mga pinakamalalaking entablado ng culinary world.
I've always wanted to be part of the show, never expected to be a judge. So it was back in April, I received a message from one of the producers of the show. So I asked Wendy, my manager, so I asked her, like, can you check if this is legitimate? So, and they also insisted that I say that they're expecting, or they're hoping for me to say yes to this opportunity, because I was recommended highly by Amari Guishon. So Amari Guishon is the head judge of the dessert version of MasterChef.
Hindi rin daw biro ang kanilang paghahanda, sumailalim sa maraming testing para lumabas ang husay ng kanyang gawa bilang isang Pinoy.
It took a month for us, like a month long preparation. I was flying in and out of Melbourne where they filmed the show. We did several tests. They asked what else I can do. I just made it even harder, even more extravagant, and they decided to put me on the finale. So finale was like, I guess, like, that's one of the main reasons why we went back and forth, because we wanted to be the biggest one. It made me happy first and foremost. Like, the entire time that we were filming, I treated it as a showcase of what I do. I was just really proud of what we've come up with. Because ultimately it wasn't just my work. There was an entire team behind me that helped me out. It really paid, like, justice to what I can do. Definitely there's a sense of being proud of being someone from a country that's not normally represented, especially in my industry. I've been told by some of the people that I worked with in the past that they meant no offense, but they were like, you know how to make cake? Chocolate? Do you know chocolate? So I was asked that, and I was like my jaw dropped, and I'm like, now you know. Now you know I can do what I can do. So I guess, like, that part, yes. But also, again, as I mentioned earlier, I didn't want to put pressure on me that I'm representing a country. It's more like, I'm representing me, I'm Filipino. If I give like some sort of pride to other Filipinos, that's good, and I'm happy to be able to make you feel that way.
Maliban sa pagiging totoo, masipag at pagpapahalaga sa sarili, ibinahagi din niya ang sikreto para makuha kung anumang mithiin tulad niya na isang sikat na pastry chef.
I protect my passion so much, with so much integrity and so much, like, I protect it as my child. Like, my passion has always been my core, and I will protect it at all costs. So I think that's something unique that I developed, because when you protect something, you develop it, it becomes bigger, and it becomes a bigger responsibility for yourself. And I think that's what makes my journey unique.
Hanga naman ito sa galing ng ibang kababayan na umukit din ng pangalan sa food and hospitality industry.
Like, I'm really proud of what we've achieved in the past 5 to 10 years, it's been great because we were like Filipino cuisine was a complete unknown. There's still a lot of steps to be done, but we're getting there. We're still not Thai food, but you know, like I think we have our own. We're making our own mark in the culinary world, not just in Australia. It would be great if we have more Filipino representation in Australia, New Zealand. But yeah, like I think we just need to continue being proud of our cuisine, and yeah, just continue to do what we love to do.
Maliban sa pagiging celebrity pastry chef, kasabang ibinida niya ang Pinoy taste sa kanyang bagong likha.
My first big project as a restaurateur, entrepreneur in Australia, it's called Yuka. It's my brainchild. It's a gelato concept that's centered on Australian native ingredients.
Do you plan to put a Filipino touch in it?
Oh yeah, it's what makes me unique. My point of view it's very me because I'm Filipino. So watch out for those flavors that will come out. I already have calamansi here and there. I did use two ingredients from the Philippines that are hard to find. Pili nuts. I did a pili financier, and also the calamansi gel from one of the chocolate pieces that we did for MasterChef that was already there. So ube and mangoes. Our mangoes are amazing. There's so many, like not even specific ingredients for desserts. I'm also looking for savory, anything or nostalgic snacks that I can put in there.
Umaasa siya na sa kanyang piniling larangan, hindi lang ang mga Pinoy ang napahanga niya. Sana, pati ang kanyang pamilya.
I do what I do for myself. Like everyone else's reactions would be just like an add-on. Like for whatever other reason. First and foremost, it was for, I guess like, to satisfy my craft, my passion, to give back to my love for dessert.
Sheila Joy Labrador, para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.